The government set a goal of vaccinating 20 million people by the end of the year. But this year is nearly over, and only about 2 million Americans have gotten shots so far. Ashish Jha says we're in the worst phase of the pandemic, and what needs to happen now is a sense of urgency from our government leaders. He's dean of the School of Public Health at Brown University, and he joins us now. Dr. Jha, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Yes. So you went on a bit of a Twitter rant this week about the rollout of these vaccines. There are several goalposts. Was the goal of 20 million vaccinations by the end of 2020 realistic, given that the first vaccine was first approved for emergency use on December 11th and the second vaccine on December 18th?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, we knew by early November that the vaccine, the first one, was going to be approved or authorized by December 11th. So we actually had quite a bit of, you know, kind of lead time to get this ready. It's one thing if we had missed by a couple of million, let's say we got close but didn't quite hit 20 million. I think we'd all understand. But we're so far away from vaccinating 20 million people. And what it really is highlighted is that there was never much planning for what happens when vaccines go from the federal government to the state, and that we're sort of letting every state figure this out on their own. And that's not a good strategy if we want to get large numbers of Americans vaccinated quickly.
Right. As you said, there appears to be no investment or plan in the last mile. But do you think that states designing their own plans, setting up their own infrastructure, is still the best way to go? Would it have been better to have a more centralized federal plan rather than each state acting on its own? In many ways, we've seen this throughout this year when it comes to pandemic response.
Yes, so I certainly think states needed to have been involved. And states know, obviously, their own areas much, much better than the federal government does. So what we really should have had is a joint effort where the federal government puts in a bunch of resources and people, and states help provide the kind of guidance of, you know, where to set up immunization sites and who are the key people we need to connect with. And there are things that states know that we need to have them involved. But we've actually just flipped it. We basically said to states, you all figure it out on your own. We gave them almost no money and very little logistical support. And states are struggling with so many other things. It was almost designed to fail.
Well, the coronavirus relief package just passed, which actually includes $69 billion for vaccine distribution and contact tracing and testing. Does that make you feel hopeful?
It does. It absolutely does. So money is one part of the solution. Of course, the other is states need to hire people. They need to get the logistics down. There's a lot of work that needs to happen. I am actually pretty confident that states will figure this out. It's going to take time. And it's frustrating because it's not like none of us knew that vaccines were coming. We all knew. And we should have set all of this up months ago. So with the day that the vaccine got authorized, we could have gotten them into people's arms more or less right away. We just didn't. There's been little to no sense of urgency from the federal government. And I think we'll figure it out. But the delay is going to be substantial and it's going to cost lives.
Right now, there's been some frustration within frontline worker communities about who is getting this vaccine first. Frontline health workers are supposed to be the priority, but there are cases where healthcare administrators who don't come in contact with patients are actually getting vaccinated before healthcare workers who are treating patients. What are your thoughts on this, about who should be vaccinated and who should get access first?
Yeah, I think this is going to become even more of an issue over time, but certainly I'm seeing it. Some of this is bound to happen, but a lot of this should have been done much, much better with clear planning on which healthcare workers should be at the front of the line. And then, of course, the fact that like a lot of folks are getting vaccinated when people over 80 or over 70 who are at such high risk, they're still not anywhere near getting vaccinated. Again, I think that if we didn't know that vaccines were coming, if we couldn't have planned, I'd understand all this. But we've literally had months to plan for this. This should be going much more smoothly than it is.
Is there a way to turn this around? We're still pretty early in the vaccine distribution.
Absolutely. So I do think states are beginning to figure it out. We've heard very clearly from President-elect Biden and his team that controlling the pandemic and getting vaccines out quickly is priority number one. And I think with a federal government that's willing to engage and work with states, and with states now finally getting resources to do their jobs, I am very hopeful. It's just, for me, the frustration is all of this should have been avoided. But here we are, and now we do need to look forward. And the problem is that we still have an administration for the next 3 weeks that hasn't really fully committed to helping states get this out. We don't want 3 more weeks of delay. We want to get this going as quickly as possible.
Ashish Jha is the Dean of the School of Public Health at Brown University. Dr. Jha, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me on.